Hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's Ruth calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Yes, hi, how are you? I called you back, but it just went, you know, the voice, so I said she'll call back.
Yeah, I was just away from my desk for a minute, yes.
Okay, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's Friday, thank God.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to explain to you how the intake process works, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then here if you have any questions. So you're going to be
okay.
A caregiver, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what we will need before we start the case is
mm-hmm.
two things. Number one is that we'll need you to be signed up. It is a pretty simple application process.
Mm-hmm.
So not much, you know, not very complicating. I'll get to that in a minute. And the second
mm-hmm.
part is that we'll need the authorization from the patient's insurance company. Once we have two things.
Is that like her Keystone and all that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Keystone needs
okay.
to send, like, the approval, sort of the hours.
So I need to call her, what you call that, coordinator guy, right? The one that
says
her case. Okay,
yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, we can actually try calling together.
Okay.
If you would like that.
Okay. And I do have his number because I have to get it off my thing. But go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, okay, great. So what's his number so we can,
hold on. Go ahead, you can finish up while I get this together, then I'll look for the number while we're talking.
Okay, not a problem.
So those two things I need, and what do I need to do? Do I need to do a new hole application?
What do you mean a new hole? Did you ever work with us? Or
no.
Is it your first time?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
Well,
so
we're not, yeah, because, yeah, that's what I was asking, because I did an onboard application with Ameribeth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So every company, you need to do a separate application.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we do
mm-hmm.
very easy. I can send you a link, and you can just complete
okay.
it there.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to send you, is this phone good for text?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a text message now with a requirement just so we can go over it together.
Okay. Let me open it up. Okay, you want to send it now? Because it didn't come to you.
Yeah, I just sent it
okay.
now. Just let me know
what you mean. And you sent it to the, okay, there you go. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so you see there are four links. It's
all right, wait a minute.
Let me
put you on speaker so I can hear you while you talk. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so as you see, it's four links. Each one is a different, formed application, direct deposit,
yep.
mm-hmm, all of that.
Yes, I see it.
Yeah, okay. Now, we will need a TB test. Did you get one done within the last year?
I just got it done about a month ago. Yep, I got it.
Oh, that's perfect.
And all. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Do you have the
I think I got the results, too, in my photo, because, you know, I get my results when you get from the clinic. You get your own results, too. I think I have it in here. I just have to look for
oh,
it, okay?
Oh, can be better. Okay, that's perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
I literally just did it, but I wasn't happy with the company, so I'm like, let me keep it pushing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, the TB test is the thing that takes the longest, so I always
exactly.
say
right.
if you have the TB test already, you can literally be signed up in an hour.
And I literally have the blood one because they did the two-step with the draw of the blood, so.
Okay, not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have that on your phone or you have to access it?
Yes, I have to. Yeah, I have it in my photo. I just have to look up. I'm writing down what you need so I can gather it together because you caught me getting dressed, but I'm still talking. But go ahead.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, now about IDs. Which form of IDs do you have?
I didn't hear you. What you say?
Which form of IDs do you have? You have a state ID?
I have my driver license, and I have my Social Security card. I have a birth certificate. Yeah.
Okay, so the first two are fine. The driver's license and the Social Security card.
Okay, so,
SS
card and the license. Okay, good.
Yeah, so you
mm-hmm.
take a picture of both of these and just text me a picture of it. Just respond
yes.
to my text.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now for the last...
Is this your number?
Yeah, this is my number.
And your name again? I'm sorry.
Ruth.
Okay, Ruth, I apologize for asking the same thing, but...
That's okay.
Okay. Spoke to Ruth, and this is your number. Okay, Ruth, okay, go ahead.
Okay, and now for the last thing that we will need is that we need to prove that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. I always
yes.
say to first check your ID card, when your driver's license, when it was issued, because that's usually the easiest way, you know, if it was issued more than 2 years
that's
ago.
That's true. Right. I've been here 57 years.
Okay. Do you know when your driver's license was issued? Was it issued more than 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've been driving for 30 years. Yes.
No, but I'm saying your updated one.
know. Hold on. Let me see. I know what you're talking about, because, yeah, I have to verify that a lot. So.
Yeah. I mean, if not, accept anything.
Yes. It's from, it was this one was issued 2022, so, and it's perfect. Out on 2026 of my birthday in July.
Okay. So that's perfect.
Right.
Yeah, so that's perfect for the 2-year proof. So let me just make a summary of what you'll need. So you'll need to complete the links, send a picture of your driver's license and your social.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then send me the results from your TB test.
And you know what? And I'm going to send you the guide number too, okay?
Okay, perfect. Yes.
The coordinator number. And I'm going to send his name, and I'll tell you all that, who he is. And say, this is who you can talk to, okay? Because I will be telling him that, too.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Interesting. So, and then after this, and as soon as I get it in, we can start, right? Like, start processing, right?
So that also depends on when we get the authorization. So that's why I'm thinking that we should request it now already. When do you want to set the start date for? Because it takes a couple days to send it over.
Yeah, I mean, we could, if you like, I could finish out the week with them, the rest of the week, and I could start with you guys whenever. Start the first, like, y'all pay period start, what, on a Sunday?
On a Monday.
Oh, okay.
From Monday through Sunday, yes.
Oh, okay. So since we got to get the authorization, what about the next Monday? Maybe we could start.
This coming Monday?
Not this one. You don't think you'll have it back that fast. What about the next one?
The next one. Okay, not a problem. So that's going to be the 23rd.
Okay, I was going to ask you because I don't have a calendar in front of me. The 20 what?
Yeah, the 23rd.
Okay, the 25th. All right, no problem. Good job. 23rd, yeah, I would like to start then.
Yes, you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let's call the service coordinator now. Did you send me the phone number yet or not yet?
Wait a minute, let me see. What is Andrew's number? Yeah, I think that's in the car. I think that's in the car.
Oh, you know what, I can pull it up.
Yes, and then what I would do is I wanted to go, I'm ready to go visit Cynthia. So would you have time so I could just put her on speaker so she could be included? And that way we could talk. And yeah, so can you I'll call you back and then give me about 45 minutes maybe.
Okay, not a problem.
And then we could talk, that way she'll, so she could be on board as well. I like to do things with her as well, okay?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just letting you know that I'm going to be leaving the office today at 11:15, so anytime before that is fine.
Ruth, I'm going to try to get there ASAP. I'll call you right back. Okay, baby, thank you.
Sounds good, you're welcome.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.